Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vajja Govinda Govinda Gopala Hare Govinda Govinda Gopala
Govinda Govinda Gopala
Nanda Yashomati kya bolte uska aage Giridhari Gopinath Nanda Dulara Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala Bhaja Govinda Govinda Gopala Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Thus we have defeated the cerebral ischemia. Post lunch, cerebral ischemia is defeated. Okay? Sometime we allowed it to happen in Tirkadamba. But now we are out of it. Hari Bol. Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Nandgaon Dham ki, Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. So welcome to a beautiful place called Asheshwar Mahadev. And you are right now sitting at the banks of Asheshwar Kunda. There is one very beautiful thing about spiritual world. Although it is full and complete, still there are some things lacking in spiritual world. Which is there in the spiritual world on earth. That Sri Krishna is lying, is always there, 16-year-old youth. And here, he appears to take birth, and is a newborn baby, is a toddler, and he is learning speaking, learning walking by holding hand of Mother and Yashoda. He speaks Bhagavad Gita and likewise all knowledge to everybody else. But here he learns how to speak from Mother Yashoda. He runs the whole world, manages the whole universe, everything is moving because of his desire, and he is learning to walk by holding his mother's hand here. By him, the whole universe and universes and the creation is scared of him, and everything is working under him. The sun and the moon move because of him. All demigods work because of him, out of fear. The fear personified is fearful of him. And here he is fearful of the stick of Mother Yashoda. So because the childhood baby form of Krishna is not available for darshan in spiritual world, all the great sages and demigods, they come to earth when he appears here to witness his beautiful baby form. You know something about babies? Even if you have a ugliest baby, black color, so called, nobody is ugly actually, but from the worldly standard, if somebody is very ugly looking, African black boy, but when he is baby, he is very attractive and beautiful. Isn't that true? Whatever the baby does, whatever activities are, however ugly, the baby form of anybody is very attractive. What to speak of baby form of the most beautiful person? How attractive and beautiful he must be. So Sri Krishna gave that pleasure to Mother Yashoda and Nandagaon. By appearing there, here, and living as a baby here, as a toddler, as learning to speak, learning to walk. So many people used to come and see in disguised form. when there was celebration of Krishna's birth, at that time all demigods came as Brahman and Brahmanis. Somebody came as flower sellers, somebody came as, you know, like something is there around. When they put stalls, na, suppose abhi some festival is there, everybody stall wala comes, all villagers, they put up their things and they sell. Like that they came as those people in disguise just to see the baby form of Krishna and participate in celebration. So like that, Lord Shiva wanted to come and have darshan of Lord Krishna as baby. So he came from Kailash all the way. His wife Parvati was already here, incarnated as Purnamasi Gopi. She was the guru of all the gopis, elderly gopis, including Mother Yashoda also. So she was already here in that unique form. And her husband came from Lord, from Kailash, in the form of, if you look there, you will miss the thing. If you are focused, you will not miss the thing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As I told you, there is so much noise within and without. How to hear about Krishna? So distracting things are there around, right? But with the less time we have, we should capture the essence of this place. That is the purpose. So, he came as a rishi. He dressed up as a rishi and came here. So he came and said, Bhavati Bhikshan Dehi at Nanda Bhavan. And Mother Yashoda brought a thali of grains and moti and some things which is, you know, givable to Sadhu. He said, no, Maya, I don't want this kind of donation. I have come for different purpose here. I want to take darshan of your lala. That is my bhiksha. My bhiksha I am asking is, I want to take darshan of your lala. So immediately, tong, a bell rang in the hut. First one came as lady. She also wanted to feed my baby. Second one came as a bullock cart. Third one came as a bavander, as a cyclone. These guys are taking unusual forms. They are all demons sent by Kamsa to hurt my baby. And now these people have come as devotees, as sadhus, to disguise and to fool us. But I am not going to get fooled. You take this bhiksha or get lost from here. I am not going to give darshan of my baby to you. See, so much love is there. She was so much protection mood is there. So Shiva said, no mother, I am not like them. I am a genuine devotee. I want to take darshan of your baby. No, I am not going to get captivated by your all stunts. I am convinced enough that you guys are all sent by Kamsa. Please get out from this place. And she banged the door on his face. And Rishi in the form, Shiva in the form of Rishi, was very upset. He was really, really sad. Started crying. And he came to this place. This is very close from Nanda Bhavan. Came to this place and started crying. And he cried and cried and cried. And he called out the Lord. What does that mean? If suppose I come to your house and you chase me away, said, we'll never go to this house again. What does he think of himself? I'm also not an ordinary person. I came begging and I was kicked away. I'll never come to the village also. That's what our ego will say. Lord Shiva is a devotee of the Lord. He has no ego. Came here sitting. He says, my Lord, you kicked me away, but I'm not going to go. You have to give darshan to me. I'm begging, please. I'm calling you, please. Started crying over here. He cried so much. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of baby, in the lap of Mother Yashoda, still Supreme Lord, na he is. He's not baby. He's baby, but he's Supreme Lord. Fully in control of everything. He took out his Brahmastra. You know Brahmastra of children? Do you know? Crying. Are, when baby cries, na, bade-bade adhikari ke hawa kharat tight ho jati hai. So we started crying. She gave him some toy. Threw the toy away. Then she gave him breast milk. She just rejected that. She did all the usual tricks one after another. First degree, second degree, third degree, fourth degree. But he rejected everything. Started crying more with each degree of attempt to pacify him. Then Purnamasi came, because see, when the disaster comes, you know, Purnamasi is their guru. So Purnamasi came and they consulted. My baby is crying. What to do? He's just not listening. He's, I think he's very sick or something. See, when the child will throw away toys and not drink the milk because he's sick. Something is wrong. But this is something unusual. Purnamasi said, the sadhus are very powerful. Because she already knew that my husband was kicked out. So she was also meditating what to do. So she thought it's a good chance. So she told Yashodamai that sadhus are very powerful. You don't know how sadhus are. By their mercy, miracles happen. And that Baba that you rejected, I know that Baba, he came from very far distance. He's very effulgent, very powerful. You please go and call him. Who knows, by their mercy, our baby will stop crying. What is the harm in trying? If he doesn't stop, then still our attempt is not wasted. So the same Mother Yashoda, who rejected that man for the safety and love for Krishna, for the love of and safety of the same boy, she sent servants to call him again. She sent gopis to invite him with respect. And they came here and they called Lord Shiva. Mother Yashoda is calling you. Please come. So went running from here. And baby is crying and crying and crying with increasing speed, increasing intensity. As soon as Lord Shiva came there in Sadhu, she brought baby out. Crying baby. And you can imagine the condition of mother. She is so upset because baby is crying. You have to become father and mother for that. I have gone through that condition. I'm a medical doctor, but my baby would cry and I would get confused totally. Totally bewildered. But call my friends, you know. What to do? My baby is crying. I was in Rishikesh with my baby. From there I will call Madhavanand Prabhu. He's a pediatrician. My baby is crying in Rishikesh. What to do? In the middle of the night, don't know what to do. Baby is crying. Do whatever you want, but you don't know. So parents become very upset when children cry. As soon as she brought the crying baby in upset condition herself, Lord Shiva in the form of Rishi took darshan of Lord Krishna and touched his feet. As soon as he touched his feet, baby stopped crying. Then what is Mother Yashoda saying? Baba, you stay here only. Please. She's saying, now you stay here only. And jab jab mela lala rove, tap tap darshan dije. Whenever he cries, you are like khilona for Tai now. You are like khilona for Krishna. Whenever he will cry, you come as khilona to appease him. And don't worry, I will feed you nicely. Whatever I will feed him, I will feed you first, before giving anybody. Today also in Nandagaon, Lord Shiva stays at Nandishwar Mahadev. And the first offering after Krishna, Krishna Balram, it goes to Nandishwar Mahadev. Abhishekam Jal first goes to Nandishwar Mahadev. So you can see, Mahadev, you know Mahadev, when Brahma, his father, worships him. That kind of position, Mahadev. A unique tattva, Shiva tattva, only one person. Jiva tattva, so many. Vishnu tattva, also so many. But Shiva tattva, one personality, unique personality. That personality is ready to become toy for Krishna. Such an insignificant position, right? So many things we can learn from this story here. First thing is, never lose hope. Even if you are kicked out. Apparently complete failure, don't worry. Life is very big, don't give up. Keep continuing your effort. Aray, humare paas toh cheche attempt wale log bhi hai. Chinta karne ki jarurat nahi hai. When you pass out, you know, and you are 20 years in practice, nobody comes to you asking, sir, kitna attempt tha tha? Nobody will ask you. They'll see your name and result. Many people who are 8th attempt, MD, MS, are roaring practice. So point is that don't lose hope. Life is very big and Lord Krishna is very merciful. Second thing is, Lord Shiva has taught us how one should call out for the Lord. Aisa bulana chahiye Bhagwan ko, ka dil hilna chahiye andar se. Bhagwan ka. The Lord should get shaken from within by the call that you are making. Huh? But when we are calling, we are falling asleep. Hai ki nahi? 6 to 8 in the morning, you are supposed to call out, oh my Lord, oh my Krishna, oh my Radharani, please engage me in your service. And while saying that, we are sleeping. What service he will give you because you are sleeping? So we are supposed to chant and call, but we are sleeping, but we are supposed to really call. What is important is calling the Lord. Chanting is good and we should chant, but every chanting should be calling the Lord. calling for his association, calling for his mercy, calling for seva. So he called, the way he called, Krishna couldn't keep peaceful at home. He had to act and respond in his own way, childish way, to make the mother take an action on this and solve my devotee's misery. And Krishna is very kind to his devotees. He will never ever neglect his devotee. He is always cognizant what is going on in your heart, and will always respond to that. If somebody is very sincere, he'll always respond. So here Lord Shiva has exemplified how to have asha, how to keep desire, and how the desire will be responded by Krishna to us. One asha is desire. He has told us how to desire, with what kind of method should be used to express our desire. And second meaning of asha is what? Hope. Is also exhibited how to keep hope. Hope against hope. Hope against hopeless condition. Gurudev one time told me when hospital was closed, that when one sees hope in very hopeless condition, one attracts the mercy of the Lord. Very deep statement. When conditions are very hopeless, useless conditions. But you still have hope because you are Krishna conscious, God conscious, you have faith that my Lord can do anything in this situation also. So how to see hope in a most hopeless condition like Lord Shiva? Just by chanting the holy name of the Lord and crying sincerely while chanting the holy name. The Lord will respond little later, but He will respond. That much doubt, faith we must have. That is Krishna conscious life. He didn't get upset and he didn't get sad and go. He didn't go away when she was not allowing him. She rejected him. He kept hope. He kept trying. And we have to keep trying. We may not get moksha immediately. We may not get love and devotion immediately. We have to keep trying. Even though we keep trying till last breath of our life, till we die, we have not even one iota of lust is reduced, one iota of greed is not reduced, no devotion has come up in the heart. But keep trying. The formula what is given to you, keep trying and keep trying and keep trying. Last moment of your life, nothing has happened, no change has happened. Still last moment, at one moment, Krishna can give you pure bhakti on the spot and release you of all anarthas on the spot. He did that. He has done that. Jagai Madai embraced in one shot. He removed all their sins and simultaneously flooded him with love. This is not true. Not two events. One event. Instant. Yamraj was so upset that he was not knowing where to keep the record of these two people. Which place? They were digging holes in the ground of Yamloka. That is one problem. How to store the record and how to give the reaction as per the record. Ek record rakhna kidhar hai aur baad mein karna kya hai uska? Yamraj actually fainted that he can't believe this can happen. But Sri Krishna has already shown us by his example, even at the last moment of life, if he is convinced with your efforts and convinced with your hopeful condition, hopeful attitude, he will instantly release you of all sinful reactions and flood you with love and devotion and take you back to home, back to Godhead. So that kind of hope against hope, Lord Shiva has taught us over here. That's why it's called as Asheshwar Mahadev. The Mahadev who has taught us how to desire and how to keep hope and how to attract the heart of the Lord. Lord is also a person, by the way. He's not a stone or nirvikar and he has no emotions and he's just unmoved by things. He's like a rock. Nothing melts him. No. If you are a person and you have emotion, Lord is supreme person. He has supreme emotions. More sensitive than all of us. More deep and more elaborate than all of us. Only thing we have to, like we say na ki, arey Bhagwan kaun kehta hai, Bhagwan khate nahi. Arey maa, Yashoda ki tarah aap khilate nahi. To kaise khayenge wo? We have to learn to behave like devotees. Then Lord will behave with us in the most ideal way. So let us pray to Lord Shiva. He is the only Lord. He is so powerful actually. But in Braj he comes as toy for the Lord. In Braj he comes as Mr. Nobody. Outside he is a great personality. Worshipable by all demigods. Mahadev. But here he is a simple devotee of the Lord. He is the only one who has got residence over here. amongst demigods. So we have to pray to him. We are not praying to him as a demigod to give us something which we need materially. We are begging for devotion to the Lord. Tomorrow we'll go to Radha Vallabh temple. In Radha Vallabh temple, the deity was offered to the Brahmin devotee called Atmadev, who was devotee of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva was very pleased with his Ahai Tuki Bhakti, without any desire. Lord Shiva said, no devotee up till now has worshipped me without any desire. So I am very pleased with you. Please ask something. I have to give you. He said, no, I am not have any desire. I am very happy in serving you. So Lord became more happy that he is still really Ahai Tuki. Then he said, no, I must give you and you have to take. Please think about it and ask me. And this devotee Atmadev said, please give me what is most dear to you and your heart. So when Lord Shiva heard this, he started dancing in ecstasy. Up till now, nobody has asked me, give me something which is dear to your heart. He said, yes, I will offer you that thing which is very dear to my heart. Take bath in the morning, get down in your well. There is a tunnel on right side. At the end of tunnel, you will find the dear thing which is most dear to me. And what did Atmadev find? He found Radha Vallabh, deity of Lord Krishna. Even today it is worshipped in Vrindavan. So Lord Shiva is capable of giving devotion to Krishna, but nobody is asking from him. They only want good girl and good boy from him. A girl will have desire to have good boy, so she will go and pray, "Achha pati dila do." And boys will go and say, "Beautiful girl chahiye." And so many and so forth things. He is fed up of giving all those things, you know, which are temporary and which will never release you from the bondage and which will never satisfy you truly in the life also. He is fed up of giving all those things to everybody, but they want that only. What to do? But if you ask him to give Shuddha Bhakti to Krishna, he can give you because he already has that. That's why he can give you. He is Vaishnavanan Yatha Sambhu. His glory is unlimited. He came here in Vrindavan, Lord Shiva, when there was Rasleela going on, about to start. He came running to see. He was stopped. And then he was told, only one man here, all ladies. He said, how do I get in this condition of whatever I am? This is, Lalita said, you have to become a gopi. Imagine yourself in Shiva's position. If they tell you to become a girl, he said, maybe, okay, फिर नहीं चाहिए हमको मुझे जाना है आई वांट टू गो इनसाइड इट्स अ वेरी डिफिकल्ट टास्क यू नो लॉर्ड शिवा इंस्टेंटली आस्क हाउ टू बिकम अ गर्ल टेल मी ललिता वाज इंप्रेस्ड नो अटैचमेंट व्हाट माय वाइफ विल से इफ आई बिकम अ वुमन हाउ शिल रिसीव मी नो वरी शी सेड गो टू मानसरोवर एंड टेक बाथ देयर ही जंप्ड फ्रॉम देयर क्रॉस जमुना एंड वेंट एंड टुक डिप इन मानसरोवर and became a gopi actually, beautiful gopi. And he came running all the way back to Rasa Mandal, where the Rasa was going to begin. And the gopis laughed and laughed and laughed at him. Why you tell me? Why they laughed? Because he became gopi, the snakes didn't become gopi. A beautiful girl has winged snake on the head, snake on the shoulder, snake on the neck, snake in the arms, how she will look. So they laughed, not because of they were joking with him. They appreciated, they were laughing in appreciation. They said, look at this devotion of this man. He's not bothered about what's around him. He's so enamored and so focused. He's not bothered about who is laughing at me, who is looking at me, what I have become, what my wife will say, what the world will say, what my devotees will say, what my disciples will say. So eager to, that is called lavlyam, that is called eagerness. Rupa Goswami says, eagerness is the price for Krishna consciousness that one has to pay. Unless one is eager, you are not going to receive bhakti. You have to eagerly want it, then you will get it. So Lord Shiva exhibited that lavlya for Krishna. So Lalita Devi, the devotee of the Lord, were very happy. She personally decorated that beautiful gopi in Sola Sringar. Can you imagine? Lalita Devi personally decorating Mahadev and made him Gopeshwar. And after decorating, she took her now her by hand. Inside Ras Mandala, the most confidential area where only girls can go, those who have pure devotion for Krishna. And she gave chamar in the hand of Lord Shiva, Gopi. And Shiva did chamar seva. চামার ডুলাব খাবে হেরিব মুখ চন্দ্রা ইন বিটুইন দ্য টু স্বেজ হি ওয়াজ অবজার্ভিং দ্য লোটাস ফুট ফেসেস অফ রাধা অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণা হু আর সিটিং অন দি রত্ন সিংহাসন লং টাইম হি ডিড সেবা অ্যান্ড দেন ললিতা ব্রট দ্য গোপি ব্যাক অ্যাট দি এন্ট্রেন্স অফ রাসমন্ডলা অ্যান্ড সেড ও গোপি প্লিজ স্টে হিয়ার অ্যান্ড অবজার্ভ রাসা ফ্রম ডিস্টেন্স অ্যান্ড প্রোটেক্ট দ্য রাসমন্ডলা অলসো So Lord Shiva is staying there as Gopeshwar Mahadev, just near Bansiwat, Rasamandala, where Rasalila was begun, you know. So imagine, that great personality, worshipable by all demigods, is ready to become anything for the pleasure of the Lord. He has no ego at all. Lord Shiva is a very great personality, amazingly great personality. So there are two aspects of Lord Shiva. One is as a devotee, another is as a demigod. As a demigod is impressive for all the karmis, all the materialistic people to give this, give that, this yagya, that yagya, want this, want that. All demons are mostly his followers. They want so many funny things from him. But there is one aspect of that personality as a devotee and Vaishnav. How we relate to him is totally different. We don't approach him to get a good wife and to get a good husband and to get good grades in the exam. We approach him only for devotion. The eagerness, the hope, hopefulness, and the desire that he has expressed, no one has expressed it till now. So we pray to Asheshwar Mahadev. Please give us that intense desire to have Krishna in our life. Because our life is empty without Krishna in the life. Without Krishna, our life is suffering, burning, the pangs of three modes of material nature and three types of miseries. Let us pray to Asheshwar Mahadev. Please give us the hope and give us the tenacity, you know, chikati. To continue in your bhakti, great enthusiasm. In spite of all reverses and all setbacks, we want to continue our devotional service. With apparent failures, we want to continue. And one day success will come when Krishna will be pleased with us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.